Good almost afternoon. It's time for the Nearly Noon News on WDRT. This is Jim Hallberg reporting in the forecast from the National Weather Service in La Crosse. Today will be sunny with a high near 86. Tonight mostly clear with a low around 65. And on Friday, a slight chance of showers in the afternoon, otherwise sunny with a high near 86. Chance of precipitation is 20%. And in the news for today, in an update to a story that the Nearly Noon News has been following, in a press release from the Crawford Stewardship Project comes this information. In review, the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources published their final approval of the Roth Feeder Pig 2 proposal on May 6th. No additional conditions were added to the permits despite 1,200 public comments asking for additional protections. A formal request for an environmental impact statement was filed and supported by a petition of over 200 local landowners and residents and a letter signed by 48 organizations from the local to regional levels, including the local farmers' union chapters. This, if permitted by the county, will allow Roth Feeder Pig, already Crawford County's only concentrated animal feeding operation, or CAFO, housing over 1,000 animal units, to build new facilities and expand their operation into the largest hog CAFO in the state. Both Marietta Township and Crawford County implemented CAFO moratoriums and received large volumes of public input, largely in opposition to this proposal, since Roth Feeder Pig decided to build a new and expanded facility. There were study committees and reports, but no action was taken based on their recommendations. The case moves into the final step in the permitting process. The Crawford County Land Conservation Committee will hold a public hearing on July 12th from 12:30 p.m. to 2:30 p.m. in Suite 236 of the Crawford County Administration Building, 225 North Beaumont, Prairie du Chien, Wisconsin. The purpose of this hearing is to receive public testimony and comment on the issuance of a livestock siting permit for Roth Feeder Pig 2. Input received at this public hearing will be used by the county in making its final decision on the application. Written comments will be accepted until 3 o'clock p.m. Monday, July 11th at the Crawford County Land Conservation Department. There will be time limits to verbal comments at the public hearing. This depends on attendance, but will likely be 2 to 3 minutes in length. A detailed overview of the case with suggested talking points for individuals to consider is available through the Crawford Stewardship Network. The network admits in their press release that this is a last-ditch effort to halt the Roth operation and includes that the Wisconsin DNR does not consider many important impacts of CAFOs, air quality and odor, economic impacts, road damage, and a slew of other health and safety considerations. Had Crawford County taken some action based on their own CAFO study committee recommendations, much of this authority could have been clarified and concerns addressed. While it is too late to pass anything that will impact Roth Feeder Pig 2, there is still time to take action before more CAFOs apply to operate in Crawford County. Future proposals could be many, even larger, and by faceless out-of-state corporations with no connections to the community. Townships have a part to play as well, and the county could be proactively providing guidance as to their options. Thanks for joining us today, and please stay tuned. Democracy Now! Is coming up next on WDRT.